The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding customers and investors at his cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. He told the courtroom in New York that he had made a series of bad decisions but maintained that FTX was able to pay back the billions of dollars it owed customers. Prosecutors called the case one of the biggest financial frauds in America's history. The fallen crypto king was convicted of 7 criminal counts in November. Russia claimed to have evidence linking the terrorist attack that killed more than 140 people in Moscow last week with Ukrainian nationalists. Russian investigators said the attackers received cash and cryptocurrencies from Ukraine. They said a suspect involved in financing the massacre had been detained. Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, has tried to implicate Ukraine, even after Islamic State claimed responsibility. The UN's top court ordered Israel to ensure that more aid reaches Gaza, which is on the brink of a man-made famine. Since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas, food deliveries to the Strip have been insufficient. The court said that Israel must cooperate with the UN to provide Palestinians with urgently needed basic services. The Palestinian Authority announced a new cabinet after Mohamed Shtayyeh, the prime minister, resigned in February. His replacement, Mohamed Mustafa, who will also serve as foreign minister, has vowed to lead a technocratic government. America wants the PA's leadership to help unite Gaza and the West Bank. But many expect Mr. Mustafa to chiefly serve Mahmoud Abbas, the PA's sclerotic four-term president. Russia vetoed a UN resolution to extend the mandate of the panel that monitors whether North Korea is violating sanctions. The UN ramped up its penalties after 3 nuclear tests in 2016 and 2017. In recent years, Russia and China have obstructed monitoring and helped North Korea avoid punishment. Dissolving the panel will render the sanctions, which remain in place, even less effective. The Pan American Health Organization, a UN agency, said that more than 3.5 million cases of dengue, resulting in over 1,000 deaths, were reported in the Americas this year. Quote, probably this will be the worst dengue season on record, said the agency's director. The region had 4.5 million cases in all of 2023. This week, Puerto Rico declared the mosquito-borne virus an epidemic. Xiaomi, a Chinese smartphone maker, kicked off sales of its first electric car. The base speed Ultra 7 model is aggressively priced at 215,900 yuan or $29,900. Xiaomi wants to compete against Tesla's Model 3 and match the electric Porsche Taycan with its top range models. But global sales of EVs are slowing. In February, Apple abandoned similar plans to make its own car. And figure of the day, 60 metres, the rise in sea levels if Antarctica's ice sheets melted.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.